to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, April 29th, 2018, by the Reverend Eric Williams.
Was a wonderful picture in the paper this week and a wonderful story that really spoke to my heart. Earlier in the week, very tragic situation, late at night, a man who was very depressed was threatening to jump off an overpass, the Coolidge overpass over the 696. And the state police were alerted and they followed their protocol. They blocked off the 696 at either exit before and after that overpass, and then they did something that apparently they've done before, but I had never heard about it. As traffic backed up, and mostly at that night it's long-haul truckers, they went from trucker to trucker and asked if some of them would be willing to pull out and to line up underneath the overpass. 13 truckers completely blocked the underneath of that overpass and prevented that man from going through with his threat to jump. He might have fallen, he might have changed his mind, or he might have actually jumped, but those truckers, strangers to that man, prevented him from losing his life that night. Now, we don't know his name or his later story, but I like to think that when he reflects on that night, that terrible night, he'll remember that 13 strangers interrupted their lives for a few hours to pull their trucks underneath the overpass and to save his life. Those truckers were in the right place at the right time to make a difference. Sometimes we've had that experience in our lives of being in the right place at the right time. God has arranged things where we're just able to say the right thing or to do the right thing, to meet the right person, and it's amazing. But a lot of times we often feel, at least in my life, that we're not sure if we're in the right place at all or with the right people are doing the right thing. We're asking, where are you, God, in these kind of wilderness moments of our lives? And so I take great heart from our story from Acts today, the story of Philip. Now, if you're confused as I was confused, there are a couple of Philips in the Bible. Did you know that? There is St. Philip the Apostle, and I still am not 100% sure, but I believe that it's St. Philip the Apostle who is the patron saint of this church. St. Philip, who was with Jesus and who was there at the feeding of the 5,000. I think that's the one because our loaves and fishes logo is everywhere. But the Philip from Acts is a different Philip. This is not Philip the apostle sent by God to proclaim the gospel. This is Philip the evangelist. But it was really Philip the deacon. You remember the story in Acts, the apostles were getting overwhelmed with the response to their preaching. People were flooding in, and many of them had needs, and so they recruited 7 men of good character and faith to help them by waiting on tables. These were the first deacons, and Philip, the evangelist, was one of those deacons. He was supposed to stay in Jerusalem and wait on tables to care for the needs of the poor, because Jerusalem was in a tough economic situation and the church was ministering to those people, and Philip was one of those who was supposed to stay behind. He knew his job, wait on tables. But then the Holy Spirit snatched him away from Jerusalem and sent him out into the middle of nowhere, the road to Gaza, a wilderness road. In other words, there is nothing around. The only people out there, the only things out there, are wild animals and bandits. And there's Philip in the middle of nowhere, away from his job, waiting on tables, thinking, what on earth are you doing, God? Why am I here? Then along comes a chariot going along that road, coming from Ethiopia, from Africa, through Egypt, from Gaza, up to Jerusalem. And in the chariot is a court official from the queen of Ethiopia. and he is interested. Now, he's a fascinating character. Why is he going to Jerusalem? He is a Gentile, an African, an Ethiopian, who has heard the good news from the Old Testament. He is a God-fearer, someone who has learned about Judaism and is interested, maybe thinking about converting to Judaism. But he's puzzled. He's reading the book of Isaiah, and if you've ever tried to make your way through the Bible, you're like him, at least if you're me. I need a guide. I need someone to help me get through this Bible. That's why we have Bible studies, because just reading it sometimes is more confusing than not. So he is confused. And there is Philip. The wrong person, because he's a deacon, he's supposed to be back home. In the wrong place, the middle of nowhere, meeting with the wrong person. This Ethiopian eunuch has no business in Judaism for a couple of reasons. The Jewish faith was really at that time restricted to those who could draw their lineage back to the 12 tribes of Israel. No room in Judaism for Africans, Asians, if they even knew about them back then, which they didn't, North or South Americans. No room. Just those who were descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel. Plus, he is a eunuch. And in the book of Leviticus, eunuchs are specifically forbidden from becoming part of Israel. He is a double no-no. The wrong person. Meeting with the wrong person in the wrong place. And yet, from this meeting, the world changed. Because from this meeting, Philip was able, even though he wasn't one of the apostles, not one of the teachers, not one of the official people, he was able to instruct this court official and teach him what Isaiah was prophesying about, the suffering servant who was fulfilled in the person of Jesus, who came to give his life, not just for Israel, not just for the original vine, but for all the branches that would be grafted onto that vine, for all people everywhere on every continent, including Africa, including Ethiopia. Because Philip was able to explain Isaiah, the Ethiopian eunuch was able to gain the insight to come to faith in Jesus. And so when they came to a pond, maybe it was a puddle, we don't know what kind of water, he said, "What is to prevent me from being baptized?" Remember, a lot. He's the wrong person in the wrong place at the wrong time. There's a lot to prevent him from being baptized. But Philip, full of the Holy Spirit, knows there is nothing to prevent him from being baptized. He is baptized, and he goes on his way rejoicing. Goes on his way rejoicing to bring the Christian faith to the continent of Africa, the first apostle to a new people. The world was changed because the wrong person was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and through the Holy Spirit was the right person in the right place at the right time. What made the difference for Philip to overcome whatever self-doubts he had, whatever challenges, whatever insights? What changed things for Philip was that he truly was part of the new vine of Jesus. That God's love and power and insight and wisdom was flowing through him because of his relationship with Jesus. Because he was so renewed in his own faith, he was able to become a conduit for faith that was able to be shared in this way with the Ethiopian eunuch and through him to an entire new people. I think often we doubt ourselves, just as Philip was tempted to doubt himself. I think often we tell God, we can't possibly be those right people. We don't have the right education or the right background or the right training. We have a million excuses for why God cannot possibly work through us. And yet I believe that God calls each of us in pivotal moments to be the right person in the right place at the right time, to bear witness to the faith that we have in Jesus and to share that faith with others in a way that makes a difference. You think back to those long-haul truckers. Did they on that night need to have a seminary education? or to be deeply rooted in the Bible or in anything. No, all they had to do was what they did all the time, drive their rigs, and to do it in a way that in that moment, in that lonely part of road, on a late night with a very troubled person, made all the difference in the world. God can use whatever we bring. Our talents, our experience, our failings, our struggles, to bring about new life if we are connected to the vine who is Jesus. The vine through which the sap flows and new life comes. The vine through which the Holy Spirit works in our lives and in the life of the church and bears fruit in the world. May we, like Philip, bear fruit for the kingdom in the ways and in the places and in the times, right or wrong, good or bad, where we find it.